Hello and welcome to Cruise Whale. In this talk, I will speak about how I created one open source project, which is a real physical card game, and I will focus on the tech part of it. I created three repos. One is in Golang, it's a terminal user interface game. The second one is in Python, it's a machine learning usage example for the game, and the third one is a WebGL 3D audio sampler. Next.
I'm Pierre Malher. I'm an open source contributor and maintainer. I am working at Stereo Labs, a company selling stereo cameras, aiming to create 3D versions of the real world. I am lead dev there and working on distributed systems.
How this happened? I was drawing on an island, like some kind of doodling, like the one you can see on the left. My wonderful wife had a formidable smile, and I made a set of drawings, various drawings, and one definitely take place for me. It was the one of Wells. I made a formidable smile near a formidable place, so I put it on a well, and I had to do something with all of those. So what I did? I printed a set of drawings in the form of cards. I created like paper cards, like with normal paper, normal printer in black and white. We tried it with my friend and it worked. So I say, let's continue on this project. And for this, I used Inkscape mainly to be able to do vector drawings. It's a physical card game, but I am a developer, so let me take meds. I encountered Bubble Tea in Golang Weekly, that I recommend if you like Golang. And I definitely love terminal user interface. So I said, my game needs a terminal user interface. So let's have a look. So here you are on my terminal user interface repo. You can have a look if you want. The links are in the presentation. Let's run this game. So how does this work? Each player has a well. I am currently player one. You have various type of cards, and the goal is to put some water above your well and to reach 5 water you won. To do that, you have to use the wave cards. So this one is double wave, this one is a water card, and this one is double wave. With a double wave, you can put 1 or 2 water above your well. You discard the double wave card and you put the water card. With a single one, you can put 1. So here I have 2 double waves and 1 water. Let's do it. I will just add 1. I still can do, but I will wait, because with my double wave card I can play 2 water. Oh, I have a single wave and water, it's perfect. Still leading the game. Oh, P3 is going. Let's steal from someone. I can play the piranha, which will steal 1 water from another one. P3 is still leading. Oh, P3 won. So you see the basic system of the game. After I created that, I said, now we are speaking a lot about machine learning. It's nice. I like to learn more about TensorFlow, about the DQN model, and I was thinking, could this help for my project? The thing is, like, machine learning is a very vast world, and knowing where to begin is kind of hard. So that's where my friend Thierry called me and told me, You know, you spoke to me about your machine learning system about cards. Look at error cards. It's exactly what you need. It's basically a repository which is implementing AI model for most classical card games. So I said, yeah, let's do it. Thank you, Thierry. So I created an ML project. And I was thinking, like, yeah, it's nice, so I will do machine learning, but why? And I think a bit about all of those kind of things that could help for it, like balancing the rules, like games are maybe too long from the test I made, game can be infinite. Maybe I can unit test my rules. So I say, yeah, let's continue. Let's have a look. Here is WellML. If you go into the code, can see what is in there. You have a README that we will extend, and you see that you can do a run random. So this will be our entry. What is doing run random? It will play a random game. It's the first thing I implemented on it. The important things to notice about it.